I'm speaking now with reporter Charlotte Grieve. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
So, once seen as the golden child of the Australian tech startup scene, it's now believed that Appster owes just under $1 million to various companies and clients. What caused this fall from grace?
Well, it's not quite clear at the moment what caused it. The founders have said there were 4 months of unprecedented low sales. They've also noted the increased taxation they faced with their Indian operations. But from clients that I've spoken to, it seems that the quality of the work was decreasing for quite some time. So it seems that the founders and the company have been experiencing issues well into the last 12 months.
For those of us who aren't all that tech savvy, what is it exactly that Appster actually delivered to clients?
So they deliver apps. They build an app. They're supposed to build them from scratch for small to medium-sized businesses. In some cases, it's, you know, a ma and pa style business who want to get an app to go alongside their existing business. Other times, it's an entrepreneur who wants to start a brand new idea with an app. So basically, they come in and build the app for them.
I understand Appster was deciding to outsource large amounts of their work to cheaper overseas-based companies. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. I mean, they were open about their Indian office. They had a large amount of staff working from India, and most of the clients were aware of that. But what they weren't aware of were the outsourcing to third-party companies such as Matsu in Poland and another one called AppZio in Bosnia. And so Appster made these contractors sign non-disclosure agreements so that they could have no communication with their clients. So the clients were under the impression that Appster was building their work.
And looking at the liquidation they're facing now, how did management actually keep the threat of liquidation hidden away from employees who seem to be caught unawares?
Well, that's a big question. I'm outside the creditors' meeting at the moment, and liquidator Paul Bartelis was able to tell me that that's something that he'll be investigating because it's still unclear as to when they became aware that they would be going into liquidation.
Considering the kind of horror stories that usually result from these companies going under, is it very likely some of these clients and some of these other debtors that are actually complaining about being out of pocket right now are all that likely to get their money back, or is that just not clear at this present time?
It's not clear at this time. The creditors who I've spoken to don't seem overly hopeful that they'll be getting their money back. But the liquidator, Paul Bartelis, has just informed me that clients are able to take legal action against the directors themselves if there is misconduct going on there. But that's yet to be determined. And all will be revealed after the 3-month report is released by the liquidator in February.
I mean, not to sort of accuse any, too much wrongdoing going behind the scenes, not to make any of those kind of accusations, but in your view, is a greater transparency actually needed in some corners of this industry?
Yeah, I guess transparency on who is making the products that you're paying a company to build would be fantastic.
Well, Charlotte, thanks very much. I do appreciate your time joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Luke.